Live. You can bring up anything as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue taking your calls about whatever you want. We go to Dave in Nevada first. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, before I get to my main point, there was a caller a couple callers ago talking about the garbage patch out in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Actually, when I lived in L.A., there was a local talk show that talked about that at great length. They called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and it's about the size of Texas, and it's pretty much everything from the West Coast that washes down the storm drains and stuff goes out to the ocean and it's carried out by the currents. And then there's this big swirling current that just kind of keeps it there. So it's like, you know, it's mainly what they've said, little bits and pieces of like chopped up plastic and whatnot. And
how does it get chopped up?
Beats me, man.
Okay.
but there's also like typical, you know, empty 2-liter bottle or milk carton or whatever. But it's not like it's a garbage island where you could like walk around on it. It's actually really spread out and thin. And it's the reason they haven't dealt with it because they don't know how. It's so massive and there's so much that it'd be really, very, very costly. But,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really insane. But the main reason why I called tonight is, I just found out recently about a very interesting school here in Las Vegas. I talk with some status friends that, you know, about the whole government school thing versus private school versus homeschooling versus, you know, voluntary payment for school. And there is a private school that I think is doing it right.
Okay.
It was started by Andre Agassi, the tennis player.
Okay.
And it's meant for, disadvantaged, underprivileged kids. And you have to maintain a certain GPA, you know, they don't just take anybody. So it's pseudo private in the fact that it's not funded by taxes. It's funded by private donations from other people.
And why are you saying it's pseudo private?
Well, because not just anybody can get in, and not just any underprivileged kid can get in. You have to pass an academic test to get in.
Does the government have anything to do with the school?
Nope.
Well, then it's a private school. I just don't understand why you're calling it pseudo-private.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it's a private school, but not private in the fact that the kids that are going, their parents aren't the ones paying for it.
I don't think it matters who pays for the bill. As long as it's not a government-administered school, then I think it qualifies as a private school.
It's a private school. It's a different sort of private school.
Yeah, it's unusually funded.
Yeah.
Charity-driven private school.
Which would be a lot of that, but I'd like to point out that in the absence of the government school system, we would probably see a lot of charitably funded private schools for people that are unable to afford to send their kids to whatever the market schools might be that where they'd have to pay for them. Most of them might be religiously funded. For instance, the Catholics might open up their own set of schools. So who knows how it would work out? But I bet you'd see a lot of charitable options.
This school isn't religiously funded. In fact, the way that they raise their funds is actually quite interesting. Rather than say, hey, give us money, they'll auction off high-ticket items such as, a Mercedes that the Rolling Stones owned that was all customized, and one of the Porsches from The Sopranos. They auctioned off a night to have Emeril come to your house and make a private dinner for you.
Gosh.
And so portions of that go to the school. Yeah, they were telling me, one of my coworkers, it's his friend's, he donates to the school, and he was telling me about it. And I just thought it was the coolest thing.
Now, why did your coworker donate to the school?
Because he wants to help other people.
Imagine that.
Somebody who's not a greed bag.
Does your friend have kids of his own?
Yes.
Okay. So just to point out to those who believe that in the absence of government schools that poor people wouldn't get education, you can already see examples right now today of how it is that people who are less than privileged as far as the amount of wealth they have coming in, that they can be taken care of, and that people, even though they have their own kids and are paying to send their own kids to school, still care enough about other people's education that they're stepping up and contributing to it. It would be like that, but more often. It would be more frequently seen because we'd all have our money back. And I'm going to go and pay a $2,700 property tax bill here in Keene, New Hampshire, and that only covers half of the year, by the way. So I'm going to pay about $5,200, maybe $5,400
in property taxes. And a good portion of those taxes go to not-for-profits that the city has decided to dole out money to. So they get to decide when and how much you donate. And these not-for-profits kind of get fat and lazy as a result.
There's that. But I was also going to point out that 60% of the property tax bill goes to the government schools in the area here, and that would be money that I otherwise could put toward a good use. Now, I don't know if I would so much donate it to charity as I would give it back to my tenants. I took it from them in the first place in the form of rent. They're the ones that earned that money. They're the ones who should decide what to do with it, not me. They should be able to keep that those thousands of dollars every single year. They could put their own daughter through whatever school they wanted to with that kind of money.
Could you be my landlord?
Well, the thing is it wouldn't in a system like that. It really, you know, just the fact that Ian would do that would set a domino effect where all landlords essentially would have to do that, because then Ian would, you know, be setting the market price lower, and other landlords would have to compete.
Eventually, maybe, but if I just cut them a break, they're not going to leave the house or anything like that. So
it's not just one person, but I mean, you know, one person out of 20 doing that changes the whole landscape.
And even if they don't give all of their money back to their tenants, all of the money that they would save, even if they just reduce their rent by $100 a month, it would still do a lot to give more people and more money in their pockets. So thank you, David, for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course people would be taken care of absent the government school coercive system. The same amount of money would still be out there. It's just it would be better spent in the absence of the government. So the education system would be better than it currently is. And whenever you talk about getting the government out of education, the people that support the status quo get so upset about the idea because, well, what about the poor? What about the poor? What about the poor? Well,
first off, when you're talking about government education, if you're talking about a welfare problem, which is what the poor are, that's a welfare problem. That's a donation problem. What we currently have is a really inefficient, bloated, far too expensive system to educate middle class kids. The vast majority of kids that are going to school are not poor. They're being driven to school in cars that are far better than my own. But I have to support them going to school. So it's not about poor people. It's really about homogeny. It's about, dumbing down of America to get people. It's trying to get everyone to think the same. If you don't think the same, then you're a Unabomber, like the woman that I talked to yesterday.
Yeah.
That's her opinion on people who homeschool. I don't know how widespread that opinion is, but that's what her opinion was. So it's really about homogeny. If it was about poor people, then we'd have scholarships, government-funded scholarships to send poor people to school, and then people would be able to decide where their kids went. It's not about that, because middle-class people can afford to send their kids to schools, and they would likely be sending them to better schools than the schools they are sending them to, because they're forced to pay for those schools already.
Right, so instead of having money forcibly extracted from you and then spent in whatever way the government bureaucrats arbitrarily decide it should be spent, each individual, each homeowner, each set of parents gets to decide for themselves where to send their kids. They get to decide based on a variety of factors, the type of education they want, the cost of the education, the convenience of the education, you know, how good the school is, the rating of the school, whatever different factors they're interested in deciding on. And because of that decentralized decision making, everybody gets more of what they want at a better price than what the government is offering. So the excuses for the people, or the objections that people have to marketizing schools, or to setting them free from the government, are just so paper thin and pathetic. I mean, whenever you take a look at the issue, it's clear that the government school system is hurting kids' chances of getting a decent education and hurting their parents by extracting way too much money for the education they're getting. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring us anything is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who failed to pay their bills. Now, you might believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner right there at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your calls to Anthony in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had a thing about the whole composting thing.
Yes, sir, composting. Now mandatory in San Francisco.
We used to compost in Michigan all the time. And it worked very well, but here we can't do it because we have the goats will eat it all up.
The goats? You're on a farm?
Yeah. No, we just have 6 pygmy goats.
Oh, okay.
And so they will, but we used to compost all the time. And
yeah, well, composting, I'm not saying composting is a bad thing. My parents used to have a compost pile when I was growing up. And
composting is good.
But it's forcing people to compost that I have a problem with, and that's, of course, what they're doing in San Francisco.
Sometimes you can. They have these composting containers where you can spin it, and that's good for it. It also keeps the critters out of it. There are chickens at my house, and they like to go through the compost, too. So
there's little good bits of goodness in there for them, right?
Yes, lots of that.
Thanks, Anthony, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to number 6 in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Number 6. Number 6.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I just wanted to congratulate you all on the I appreciate your style, and I love the Rock and Roll Children. I'm lucky to get on. Time to time, I try to call all the people.
What are the Rock and Roll Children? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Well, maybe it's you.
Okay.
It's a free person saying I am free.
Yeah, so, cool. I do like being free. Well, as free as possible.
Yeah, so actually, okay, let me throw this stuff out.
Throw it out.
You are, let me go this
Make
way.
Make sure you I'm compost the appropriate bits. Go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead. Throw it out there.
Well, I'm basically an anarcho-libertarian, so I'm wanted to touch bases with you guys and think what you thought about the supposed Libertarian Party now.
Oh, you asked the right person. Yeah.
Okay, we are laughing.
So
because the Libertarian Party now is a joke.
They suck. So how new are you to listening to this show, number 6?
I don't know, 2 or 3 years. I jump all over the place. I mean, I mean, I've been doing this for, since about 1980. Actually, I'm in the, Bill Cooper school of, thought. I don't know if you guys dig that or not.
Ring a bell for me, but I can just to bring you back to the original question about the Libertarian Party. For those that don't know, I quit the Libertarian Party last year, and I did so publicly prior to them selecting Bob Barr.
Join the crowd.
Yeah, I had been seeing for years them falling away from the principle. It was supposed to be the party of principle. They still call themselves that, but it's a big joke now.
Not sure what the principle is now.
Well, the principle, you can still see the principle. It's still on their sign-up form. It says you're not supposed to advocate the initiation of force.
What about the VP, the Wayne Allen Root? I mean,
he's a scary guy.
I can track, huh?
He's pretty scary. Doesn't he live out there in Nevada?
Of course. I've been tracking him for a long time.
What do you have to say about him?
He started out as a sports bettor and then a sport, sport handicapper.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's doing a something else now. He's got a little small radio show. Not small. I mean, the conglomerates let them in. But where I am with him is he changes his spots. And you're right. I mean, what's your take on Bob Barr, if you would be so kind?
Just another scummy politician. And it's just the whole process of what has happened to the Libertarian Party is very instructive. I don't know how many people have actually been taking instructions from it, but they should pay attention if they haven't. And that is that if you love liberty, and that is that you understand that in order to be free, you must allow others to also be free, which I think is something that is lost on the current Libertarian Party, then you need to look at what's happened to the Libertarian Party and what also recently happened to Bureaucrash and other organizations. I thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. But if you look at the Libertarian Party, it started principled. The guys that started it, they understood that the non-initiation of force was the crux of the party. That was the reason why it was formed, was to help explain to people what liberty really is, and that, again, in order to be free, you must allow others to be free. And these were some of the basics, and they got it back then. Over time, though, as the Libertarian Party grew and became more influential, not that it ever really was that influential, but there's apparently a certain point at which they get influential enough to where those who are anti-liberty, those who are only in favor of some freedoms, or as our caller last night would point out, an expanded menu of choices, but not really freedom. Those who are wanting to water down the message of the Libertarian Party came in, they invaded the party, and they began the process of making it weaker from the inside out. And of course, those good libertarians that were of the liberty mindset, that understand the non-aggression principle, tried their best to fend these folks off, but they lost out. The statists, the unprincipled people in the Libertarian Party, won the day. They nominated their hero, Bob Barr, who is in no way a libertarian. It doesn't even come close. Nominated him for the presidential candidacy last year, and have seen, I would say, a fairly decent dropout rate, at least from party members, former party members like myself, who believe that the principle was an important factor to the party and that it should have been stuck with.
I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country, but here in New Hampshire, we had a funeral for the Libertarian Party. we actually buried Bob Barr and the whole thing. So I mean, there were quite a few people in attendance. It was a big to do.
And of course, it's happened again now with Bureaucrash, as we got into quite a bit of detail last week, where once again they've been infiltrated by people that are working to water down the message of liberty and still claim that they're talking about liberty. So they'll say they are in favor of liberty, like the Libertarian Party still claims to be the party of principle, but then when swine flu hits, they're advocating shutting down the border and quarantining people.
Right. I'm for the Libertarian Party or Bureaucrash when they talk about liberty and they support liberty. The problem is that they'll put front men up there that don't necessarily espouse all the principles of liberty, and when they don't espouse all the principles of liberty, some are important to some people and others are important to other people, and then you just don't represent the party properly.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and if you're frustrated like I was, then you should look into the Free State Project, where the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire is actually pretty principled still. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and proven that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, the instructions for submitting your picture to the Shrine are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you want to get a free one, the only way to do it is to go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
As we continue with your phone calls about anything, it's Brian in Arizona. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody heard if they got all the sponsors for Ron Paul's bill to go out to the Federal Reserve. I mean, they're up to like 207 or 212.
How many sponsors do they need? I mean, don't
they need like 11 more? I thought. I think they needed 218. Last I heard, they had like 207 or something.
I've heard it's 222, so they're over their number. Obviously, they're going to try to get as many people on board. Nobody wants a bill just to squeak through. They want to make it look like everybody wants this, and I think the vast majority of America would agree with auditing the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, if they knew what the Federal Reserve was, they probably would agree.
Well, if they know, they've heard of it, and they figure it's a government agency of some sort, and the idea that it hasn't been audited by the government since 1913 at its inception would probably horrify them if they knew that fact, and they likely don't. And So they'll agree with auditing. However, the cynical among us would probably say, well, even if they do audit the Federal Reserve and they find, you know, all kinds of terrible mistakes, they'll throw some flunky under the bus or two or ten, or and then they'll just move on with doing whatever it is that they're doing. It'll take
take them
another 100 years to get back to check on them again.
This does not excite me in the least, but maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, and it'll dramatically change the way the monetary system in this country works eventually. Who knows?
Well, they killed Kennedy and got away with it. I think you're right. They'll gloss over it. I mean, only the Federal Reserve could get an all-black jury against a white supremacist, this Von Brunn guy that tried to peacefully do a citizen's arrest on the Federal Reserve.
What is this?
And when
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
The Von Brunn guy that went in and he shot the guy in the Holocaust Museum.
Okay.
Years ago, he tried to do a peaceful citizen's arrest of the Federal Reserve, and they had he was a white supremacist, and they got an all-black jury and a Jewish prosecutor and a black prosecutor and a Jewish judge against him.
Well,
talk about stacking the deck.
Yeah, it does sound stacked. I mean, I don't know that any of these are facts, but
but you're saying this is the same guy who this week murdered somebody?
Yes.
Yeah, on MSNBC on the internet. They glossed over that. They talked about him. It was something with the Federal Reserve, but I read a detailed article on MSNBC that said he tried to peacefully arrest years ago some of the people in the Federal Reserve. And they knew he was a white supremacist, so they had a totally stacked prosecution team, judge, and jury against him, kind of like when you go to tax court.
Well, I would say that on the point that you're making about how the juries are definitely not juries of one's peers, as they claim that they actually are, they're absolutely not. In many cases, juries are typically people that are selected to be obedient and ignorant of the process of the judicial system. But all that said, if a guy is a scumbag like he seems to be like that, it's hard for me to shed any tears. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
It'd be nice to see where a case like that would have gone, and if he hadn't, if he hadn't been a white supremacist and he had tried to do the arresting thing, then I'd be interested in seeing, you know, where it would have gone. Well, how would they have gone after him at that point?
I don't know. They would have just stacked the jury with all kinds of people that are obedient to the state. What their color is, I don't think is
it's
really
a shame that somehow this liberty thing gets equated far too often with that racist thing. You know?
Yeah, it really is a damn shame. But then again, I understand where those folks are coming from, that many of them would like to be left alone, just like a lot of people would like to be left alone. It's just that they're despicable in what they believe, and I find them absolutely disgusting. So.
Right, and you know, if there wasn't
to care about
if there wasn't an overbearing government out there telling people what to do, sure there'd probably be some pockets of white supremacists out there that wouldn't want any black folks coming to their town and do something terrible to them, and likely you wouldn't get justice. But one might question whether you're getting justice anyway, in most circumstances. And secondly, when the government's tyrannical and gets involved in people's lives, then these white supremacists just blame it on the Jews. If the government wasn't getting tyrannical and being involved in people's lives, telling them what to do, they wouldn't have anything to blame on the Jews. So I'm not saying the Jews are doing it. What I'm saying is the government's giving these people fodder.
Fuel for their fire, yeah. Fuel for their hatred.
Right, and that's really what the government does. It's a tool that a larger group of people can use against a smaller group of people. And obviously, thank God, the white supremacists are a smaller group of people now.
Right, because if the white supremacists were in charge of the state, then they'd be doing all kinds of... Because then they'd be doing all kinds of horrific things to
like enslaving people and making it legal for a master to beat a slave unto death. You know, it was property. You could do whatever you want.
1-800-259-9231. So I absolutely defend their right to say and believe whatever horrific, awful things they want to believe. I would never harm one of them or cause them to be harmed or take their children from them. Go ahead, indoctrinate your kids with all the nonsense crap that you want to, all this craziness.
Real life will unindoctrinate them, enough of them that pretty soon this whole racial thing will go away. I swear.
Well, I hope you're right about that, Mark. I think we've made progress.
We've made huge amounts of progress, and I don't see how it can't, honestly.
Yeah.
If we can keep the government at bay enough, because the government does fuel hatred amongst races, maybe we can get rid of it entirely in a couple of generations.
So yes, I support their freedom to be racist and their freedom to be jerks. But that doesn't. That doesn't mean I have to like them, and I certainly don't want to be anywhere near them. I remember there was I was listening to Gardner and Dale talk about a particular band that was playing at one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals, and then later on it was discovered that these at least one member of the band on their band message board had been talking. I guess they've got some sort of paranoid kookery message board or something like that, and one of the areas is about the Jews, and there's apparently some racist stuff in there. I don't want to have anything to do with those people. I'm not going to support an event that supports them. I'm not going to in any way be associated with them. And we need to make it crystal clear that the Liberty Movement is about freedom, and it's not about hatred in any way, shape, or form. And so we need to disassociate ourselves with those people as often as possible, as often as they rear their ugly heads. They're disgusting to me.
Yeah, I just, it doesn't make any sense to me to blame one group, ethnic or otherwise, for a particular thing. I mean, if people choose to be a part of a group, I can see, you know, pointing out that group. I kind of get.
Yeah, they've chosen to be white supremacists, so I'm pointing them out as scumbags.
Right.
Yeah,
white supremacists have chosen to be white supremacists.
And any other supremacists
have not chosen to be black. Jews have not chosen to be Jewish. And in most cases with Jews.
Well, some people can choose to be a Jew, can't you?
You can choose to be a religious Jew. You can't choose to be an ethnic Jew.
I see.
You were born in the ethnicity that you were born in. You see, that's the thing about being Jewish, is that both an ethnicity and a religion. But
are there any others that are that way? Any other religions that are also ethnicities?
Almost Catholicism. just about. If you're Italian or Irish, you're just about ethnically Catholic.
Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, I found this interesting. I know last night we talked about the tobacco bill and how it is the biggest, most far-reaching governmental legislation ever passed on the tobacco product, and it was awful, and I don't want to recap all of it here, but I was looking at another article about it here today from the Associated Press, and I found a quote particularly revealing from Henry Waxman in California. Just chew on this. He says that the bill that they've passed now, and they're waiting for a signature on, is truly historic and puts us one small step away from finally acting to address the tobacco epidemic in our country. So this bill hadn't gone far enough. It's just one step away from whatever the final solution is, whatever that means. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, showerhead filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all completely free. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on as many radio stations as possible, bring as many internet listeners on board as we can, and expose them to the ideas of freedom. So if it's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And remember, if you give $3 a month to the Free Talk Live Amplifier program, not only will you get perks, but you'll also get the satisfaction of knowing that Bureaucrash's Lee Doran hates you. hates you. We talked last week about this Lee Doran character from Bureaucrash. He's now the Crasher-in-Chief over there, an organization that I used to support and no longer do. In fact, I withdrew my membership at the beginning of this week because they appointed this Lee Doran guy who is in no way. We were just talking with a guy from Nevada about how the Libertarian Party has moved away from its principles in the same way Bureaucrash has lost its principles as well. It has been taken over by a man that does not hold liberty near and dear to his heart, a man that, when nailed down with the right questions, will admit that he has no qualms throwing you in a jail cell if you don't want to go along with his favorite government programs.
Well, I think we all came from an area like that, and you know, I think that he's moving along. I just, it's incongruous to me that they would have picked you know, a guy, basically a Republican libertarian slash kind of guy.
No, you can't put Republican and libertarian together. And this is one of the things I don't like about people like Lee Doran is they try to make it sound like libertarians are Republicans, and it's nonsense.
Look, you can be a libertarian slash Democrat too. The idea is using both of those words.
No, you can't be a libertarian slash Democrat either. I'm sorry, Mark. Just because you say you can doesn't mean that it's true. The definition of a libertarian was, now I know you're trying to change what the definition of libertarian is, and you've pretty much done it, you and your buddies Glenn Beck and these other people out there, people like Lee Doran, you've done a brilliant job of infiltrating the libertarian movement and ruining that term. But when I learned about the term libertarian just a decade ago, it meant somebody who didn't agree with the initiation of force.
Now that's the oath that one takes at the when one joins the party. However, I believe that the term libertarian would be defined as somebody who is fiscally conservative and socially liberal. So
that's your belief, Mark.
You don't get to define it either.
Sure, I do.
Why?
I was there first.
Yeah, well, that's not good enough. Sorry. Why don't you just continue ripping on Mr. Doran?
Yeah, I will, because somebody just sent me a chat log from the Bureaucrash chat room where he basically trashes on me and Free Talk Live, calling me absurd and then making fun of us because we ask for donations, which, as you've pointed out, Mark, it's not really what we're doing with the AMP program. It's right. Not a donation program.
It annoys the crap out of me the way you you position the AMP program as a sort of a donation thing. The fact is,
I've never called it that.
You position it that way, though. You don't say donation, but it's kind of, if you want to help us
out.
You're
helping our business. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Sure, buying products from a business helps them out. But businesses are there to provide service, goods and services to people that they want. And the amplifiers, by and large, do want the goods and services that we provide. And there's all kinds of perks for being an amplifier, not the least of which is the amplifier-only forum, it's the chat room. There's an amplifier-only chat room, the phone line that they get to use specifically for themselves.
Yeah, but all that stuff came after the
ad
was
free podcast.
But you need to be honest, though, here, Mark. All of those perks came later. They came after the idea of AMP. The original idea of AMP was that our listeners could help us get the show on more radio stations and expand Free Talk Live. Now, they benefit from that in that more people find out about Liberty. Hopefully, we'll achieve Liberty sooner. But there weren't really any perks to go along with AMP in the very beginning. I don't recall what they were, if there were any of them.
I don't know, but we certainly added them along the way.
Right, right.
There were fewer amplifiers back then, too.
That's true.
The good or service that we were providing.
The good or service?
The good or service that we were providing to the amplifiers back then was essentially providing a libertarian, a freedom-oriented radio show to the public at large, and they wanted to support that.
They sure did. But Lee Doran would have you believe that he says, so he makes fun of us for taking money in with the AMP program, and he says, wow, a whole $4,500 a month? I bet with that amount of money he can buy an anarchist purity ring to show everyone how pure he is. Because according to Lee Doran, all I ever talk about is how pure I am.
Well, you talk about that. You talk about you don't make any bones about your belief that freedom is an absolute.
He says, Ian is playing Dungeons and Dragons for a living. He doesn't care about the country. He can yell on his show with that hunk of $4,500 per month. See, it's
that. Oh, he thinks that the only money we're bringing in is $4,500 a month? Oh, that's
I don't think that's true, but okay. I think that he's pointing out that's what the AMP program is bringing in. And I guess he feels superior because he's a lawyer and everything, and they make $300 an hour. So
maybe,
maybe he makes
as
more money.
He's not making a great deal.
He's not making $300 an hour.
Chief, he's not making that kind of money. But I'm sure Bureaucrash is making is bringing in more in donations. But it is a donation-only venture. Free Talk Live is a commercial venture that we're asking people to sort of help us out with, and there many, many of them do.
So just to give you a heads up,
we don't have staff out asking for money.
Lee Doran hates it that people are giving to the AMP program. So another reason to give to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Rick in Mount Jackson, listening to WSVG. Hello, Rick.
Hello. This is an absolutely fascinating conversation, and I feel horrible that this is the first chance that I've had to listen to you guys.
Oh, well, welcome to the program. We're on their weakness.
Incredible. I consider myself a libertarian. I'm fiscally conservative, socially liberal, was a serving Army officer, intelligence officer back in the 80s. I feel a certain patriotism.
Before you go on, I want to get your opinion here on something that Mark and I were just disagreeing on. As a random third party who just happened to step into the conversation here, brand new to the show, since Mark and I were discussing what the definition of libertarian is, you did accept that you're socially liberal, economically conservative, and I think that's a fine thing to be. But how do you feel about the initiation of force? Does being a libertarian mean to you that you don't support the initiation of force on others?
Well, that, Well, this is an interesting segue because what I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, was your definition in that you were, talking about Bob Barr, representing the Libertarian Party in the last election, and that he really wasn't truly a libertarian. And I kind of wanted to pick your brains about what he didn't do. And I'm coming from total ignorance on my side. I don't have an opinion about Bob Barr one way or the other. And I don't really have an opinion about Ron Paul, other than I enjoyed seeing him when he was on television. He seemed to make a certain amount of sense, and I know that you don't necessarily consider him a libertarian. I the simplest definition is the one that you just gave, which is fiscally conservative, socially liberal, live and let live, let other people believe what they want to believe, no matter how stupid. How can all those listeners be good libertarians?
The key is to embrace
to further the cause.
I'm sure you're going to get a different answer from my co-host Mark here, but to me, the key to liberty is to embrace allowing of others to be free, that you do not initiate force, you will not aggress against your neighbors. If you don't like what your neighbor is doing, you should use persuasion and ostracism against your neighbors in order to bring them over to your mindset, and not the threat of force, which is what government does, is it threatens people with violence if they don't behave in a certain manner and do what they are demanding. And I think a libertarian is somebody who essentially has rejected the initiation of force and will not support aggression against their neighbors. That said, what's your answer, Mark?
My answer is that somebody who largely disagrees with the idea of using government against their neighbors is somebody who would be a libertarian. I think that we have a term for people that believe the government should go away and so therefore should not be used by one group against another. And we call those people anarchists or voluntarists or free musketeers, whatever you want to call them. Those people, we have terms for that, and what we need is a term for people who believe in small government, and that term, as far as I'm concerned, by and large, is libertarian. You can change it if you want.
You're the one who's changed it, Mark.
I haven't changed it for anything.
Yes, you are. You're the one who's changed it. Go ahead with your thoughts, Rick.
Yeah, I was just going to, forgive me for interrupting. When you're talking about neighbors, are you talking about here in the United States? Are you talking further abroad, on a grand
anyone
scale?
Anyone who's peaceful.
I
want to hold you through here if you don't mind, Rick.
Because I believe what I was told.
I want to bring Rick back. I hope he'll hang through the news here because it's a good question. The answer, the short answer is that when I say neighbor, I mean anybody who's peaceful. I don't care if they're down the street or if they're halfway across the world. You should not be aggressing against people. More on the way. Hopefully Rick will stay. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.